Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with our current winner, Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our extraordinary engineer. My good friend and co-host, tag team partner, Laura Smith, will join us as well. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa of Westchester, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, MSM Designs of Tarrytown, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, and Jay Hilburn stylist, Nancy Carr. We also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. Well, really an unusual setup here for I Love My Office today because, as I said, we're honoring the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, but they happen to be hosting a very special event. We did this last year. It's the Leadership Luncheon honoring our community partners. We'll certainly get into that, but the main reason we're here, of course, is for the I Love My Office contest, and they are our winners. And we're happy to have with us our very first guest representing Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. She's the new CEO. In fact, she took over on Monday, as a matter of fact. Her name is Marie Rieger. Marie, good to have you with us, and congratulations to all of you there.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for us finding out that we won.
Now, the organization has been around for many, many years. Now, we're here in Purchase today for this event that we talked about, but you're based in Pleasantville, right?
Yes, we have an office in Pleasantville, and we also have an office, a new office in Montgomery that will be opening soon.
Well, again, you've been on the job a short time, but what do you think people love working at that office, being a part of such a wonderful organization like the Girl Scouts?
I can't think of a better organization to work for than the Girl Scouts. We are able to empower young women to become the next leaders of tomorrow.
And that really ties in the spirit with today's event, which, again, is the Leadership Luncheon, honoring community partners. Again, you've done this for many, many years. And really, volunteers are also a big part of an organization like this, right?
If it weren't for the volunteers with the Girl Scouts, we wouldn't be able to exist. Our troops are volunteer-led, our service units are volunteer-led, and we have so many people who help make Girl Scouting a better place. Our volunteers and our groups that are helping us today and the people that we are honoring today have truly done so much for us.
Well, again, for those of you who don't know much about the organization, 2.6 million strong, 1.8 million girls, and 800,000 volunteers who believe in the power of what the acronym stands for as I look across the hall here at the Country Club, GIRL, G-I-R-L, and that means go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, and leader. Those are the four qualities, Marie, that you look for in a Girl Scout?
That's the qualities that if we look for in a Girl Scout, and it's the qualities that build up the girls of our Girl Scouts. While girls are in Girl Scouts, they're learning how to be the go-getters, to be able to move mountains, do things the better way. They're innovators. They're able to think of new ways to solve problems. They take risks. We have an outdoors ropes course, and they also where they can take risks, and they also take risks in moving things forward and selling cookies and all that kind of great stuff, and lead. They're learning how to lead and be able to become the next generation of leaders. I myself was a Girl Scout many, many years ago.
Now let's talk about the office itself in Pleasantville. How many are actually on staff there besides yourself?
We have over 100 people on staff that are our normal staff, and then that number goes up significantly during summer camp season.
And do some of them work out in the field also?
Yes, some of them work in our camps, and they work in our other regional offices. We have offices in Poughkeepsie, New City, Middletown, Kingston, and soon to be Montgomery.
And again, the organization does not just represent Westchester, but the entire Hudson Valley, all of the counties surrounding the entire region. That's why, as we said, there's so many represented here, right?
Right, it's seven counties.
Seven counties in the whole Hudson Valley region there, and again, many, many years. And leadership, again, one of those qualities that you say that they look for in a Girl Scout. And that's really what we're kind of honoring today, those people who have had a lot to do with that success, right?
Yes. Yes, because they're able to help our girls become better leaders.
Yeah, there are going to be all kinds of awards given out today. We have a Leadership Award, Community Service Award is going to be given out, the Humanitarian Award, just a small sample size of the people that are going to be honored at today's luncheon, right?
Yes. Yes, we're honoring so many of our volunteers and just people who are here. Anyone who's here today is committed to furthering the mission of Girl Scouts.
Now, you have been to the job only a few days,
yes.
As we all know. But, I mean, Where do you see things going for the organization as you grow into this position here?
I see that the bounds are limitless. We are able to do so much. Our girls have to get better with working with STEM and truly letting our girls know that there is nothing that they cannot accomplish when they put their mind to it.
They really need to set lofty goals. That's what it's all about.
Lofty goals. I mean, when you look at how many women in leadership positions throughout the country have been Girl Scouts. Right now, within our community, or just our footprint, we have 27,000 Girl Scouts registered.
In the region?
In the region, in our 7 counties, yes.
That's a lot.
Yes, and it's wonderful. We can always use more. We want more girls because you're able to take the leadership roles. You're in an all-girl, girl-led environment where girls are free to take risks. And if they fail, they're in a supported community. They're able to pick themselves up with the support of other girls who eventually learn to be the same type of supportive community of women moving forward.
And I measure that first acronym, Go-Getter. I mean, being a self-starter, is it not?
Yes. That's why we have our cookie sales and our nuts and magazine sales, that they're able to go out and find new ways to talk to people. It can be hard to ask people to buy something or do something. So they're able to be go-getters. They learn to, when they, if they fall down, they step right back up and go at it again.
Yeah, it's not the falling down. It's how you get up.
It's how you get up.
That's saying, right?
Yeah, so what is it? It's fall down 7 times, get up 8.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
That's really good advice. Well, if any young girl might be listening to our show, Marie, and they're interested in becoming a Girl Scout, maybe their parents might be hearing, they want to have them join the Girl Scouts, what do they do? Who would they contact?
All they have to do is go to our website at girlscoutsheartofthehudson.org, and they're able to fill out the paperwork there, and then we can get them matched up with a troop if they don't already have one.
girlscoutsheartofthehudson.org, that's the place you want to go. That's
yes.
Their website. Well,
yes.
Marie, we thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you in your new position. Great success to you in the organization, and I'm sure we'll have a great time here hearing some from those award winners at this luncheon. And congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marie. We appreciate it. Marie Rieger, ladies and gentlemen, the new CEO, just took over on Monday, as a matter of fact. Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, one of their offices located in Pleasantville. As we're also here at Braeburn Country Club for their annual leadership luncheon honoring community partners. My name is Jim Cleefield. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for this short break and be back with more right after this.
It's crazy about Elvis.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Westchester Talk Radio, welcome. I'm Laura Smith, and today we are at the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York, at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual leadership luncheon honoring community partners. And we are being produced today by Shark Creative. We're always made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. I am very grateful to be joined my first guest today with Leandra Tejedor, if I'm saying that correctly. I'm probably a little too formal.
No, that's perfect.
That's how you say it. Okay, thank you so much. And you are the co-founder of VidCode, which is an online learning platform. Welcome in and tell us all about that.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm here with VidCode, I'm here as part of VidCode for the luncheon. VidCode is an online platform that brings computer science learning into schools. We've reached just under 600,000 students, and we're in 20,000 schools around the world.
Wow, that is impressive. So you created a particular type of software that teaches computers and software?
Yeah, we started working on it, me and my two co-founders, 4 years ago now, and we're really focused on creative coding. So we've created a platform that makes it really easy for students to code really creative projects using their own media or media that their teachers provide.
That is so exciting. Do you code yourself?
I do, yeah. I wrote a lot of the program.
Oh my gosh.
The front end part.
I marvel, you know. I'm proud of myself because I get online every day and can write an email. But the idea of that's really, and the future of it being online, and anyone can access this, anybody, or is it just particular first schools and younger people?
Anyone can access it. We've partnered with Hour of Code every year. Which is a free program where a lot of students come and use some of our tutorials. Anyone can go onto vidcode.com and try out a tutorial for free.
That's cool. Vidcode is VIDCODE. Now, why are you here today at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual luncheon? What is the connection between Vidcode and Girl Scouts?
Well, me personally, I was a Girl Scout growing up. I'm still a Girl Scout. I was a Gold Award winner, which means you get to be in the Girl Scout program for the rest of your life, which
oh,
is pretty
wow.
cool.
Yes.
So I won the Juliette Lowe Leadership Award recently. So that's why I am here at the luncheon today.
Oh, that's so exciting. Are you going to be honored?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's really beautiful. So tell me what it meant to you to be a Girl Scout, especially now from the perspective of being a full-on successful adult. You look back on those years, and what do you think about it?
I mean, Girl Scouts was amazing. Girl Scouts gives you such a chance to really try out a lot of leadership opportunities that you don't get otherwise, especially in my Gold Award. I did actually, it's funny, my Gold Award was focused on learning in online spaces. So it's pretty funny that 10 years later,
10 years later,
company is focused on that.
Oh, I have goosebumps. That's really interesting. Sort of a precursor and a kind of a premonition, so to speak. Let me ask you this about Girl Scouts. I mean, it seems like such a wonderful organization to help. What about, like, girls, say, for example, who are in families who don't get involved in things like that? Can you recruit people into the Girl Scouts? How do we get as many girls to know about this wonderful organization?
Well, Girl Scouts is doing some great things. VidCode has actually partnered with Girl Scouts of Greater New York to run an after-school program. Where girls code these really great videos about their community and about organizations. And that's not for Girl Scouts. That's kind of like a method for them to try and get more girls involved in the program.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful. Wow, very exciting. Well, congratulations to you, Leandra. That's really a milestone, and you must feel very accomplished and very proud of yourself.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you being here, and it is a wonderful, this is my second time being here at this luncheon, and you really get to see what it means to these young girls, and then who later also adults grow up to have Girl Scouts as part of their lives. It's a real game changer for so many people. Today, also with Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio, we are doing I Love My Office, right? We do that here all the time, and it just so happens that the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson are the winners of that today, and we just love being part of people's office groups. And so today, Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, the Capitol Theater, MSM Designs, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Shilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr. These are all the people that have helped to make prizes for this wonderful gift basket. And today, the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson are the great recipients of I Love My Office. It's really exciting. We're happy to be here today, and we have a lot more coming. We're up with the Girl Scouts of Heart of the Hudson luncheon on this beautiful day at the Braeburn Country Club. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are at the beautiful Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York today for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Leadership Luncheon, honoring community partners. So happy to be here. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. I love being here, second year in a row to be at this wonderful luncheon powered by Girl Scouts. I just love that. And I happen to be sitting here with two of them right now, two Girl Scouts, Olivia Paul and John B. Mundra. And it's nice to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are not in school today because obviously this is something really important. You're both Girl Scouts. John B., you first. How long have you been in the Girl Scouts?
I've been in Girl Scouts for 3 years.
3 years. And Olivia?
I've been in Girl Scouts for 12 years.
12 years, because you are a ninth grader, Olivia, correct? And you are a sixth grader.
Yes.
Okay, so just before we talk about what you're going to do here today, I just want to know, what do you love about the Girl Scouts? What is your favorite thing about it? And just tell us your feelings about the Girl Scouts.
So I really like Girl Scouts because I can be who I am in there, and I get to share my experiences with other girls. I can learn many skills that I otherwise wouldn't have learned as a Girl Scout, such as money management and confidence, and it's made me a go-getter, innovator, risk-taker, and a leader.
That is amazing. I have goosebumps. Go ahead, Olivia, and for you.
What I love about Girl Scouts is the community is so nice and so accepting of each other that we don't care how you identify, and we accept each other no matter what. And also, as John V said, leadership skills and stuff like that, it's really made me into the person I am today because my mom is actually my troop leader.
Uh-huh.
So I also kind of have no choice with that, but
exactly.
I just love it because you kind of have another family to go to.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it. It sounds like those are really huge concepts when you think about it. And, you know, I know that when I was growing up, the Girl Scouts were around, and I was a brownie for about maybe 6 months. But I really wish I had kept up with it because I see the young women that come out of the Girl Scouts, and there's just something a little bit different in just terms of like the way you hold yourself, the self-confidence you were talking about, and having some real goals and things that you like to do. Tell us, because I know you work towards different badges and stuff. For you, John B., what is the thing that really you're very passionate about?
So as a Girl Scout, the highest award you can get is the Gold Award. And so far, I've gotten my Bronze Award, and doing community service really helps me to be confident and reach out to the world. And I'm currently working on doing my Silver Project. And
what is that? What is your project? And what did you win the Bronze Award for doing? And what is your Silver Project?
For the Bronze Award, my community service, I planted flowers in public gardens in my town, and I've also visited a children's home with my troop, and we made arts and crafts. For my Silver Project, I'm still deciding of what I'm going to do, but that's currently what I'm going to work on.
What do you think that you might end up doing for your Silver? What are you interested in?
So I want to do something that's going to be permanent, that'll really reach out to people, I want to do something that people will notice.
Okay, very good. Olivia, how about you?
I'm really passionate about helping people and keeping others safe, and I have earned my bronze award with my troop. We raised money to donate money to schools all around my district, and we actually got Easy H2O water fountains put in our middle school in Peekskill.
Wait, what are those? Easy H2O, what is that?
It's a water bottle filling station. So there's a regular fountain, and then there is a sensor where you can put a water bottle in, and it'll fill it up, and it'll stop it right before it overflows.
Oh, cool.
And my silver award was a peace pole. So we wrote peace in different languages, and we are going to plant it in the middle school greenhouse.
Oh.
And then my gold award is, which I'm currently working towards, and I still need to get the proposal in, is putting a self-defense class on for the outgoing seniors and going freshmen to college at my school, at Peekskill High School, because I feel like that's really important, and a lot of kids in my school don't know how to defend themselves, and myself being a first-degree black belt of...
Are you really?
Years. Yes, I am.
Of 12 years?
I've been taking karate for 12 years, and I am a first-degree black belt.
Wow.
And it's really important to me for others to be able to defend themselves, for myself to be able to defend myself. So,
yeah, absolutely. Really incredible. That's very, very, very impressive. Well, the two of you today are here to present awards. And do you know what exactly are the awards?
So I'm going to present an award to Entergy. And I'm going to make a speech about my experiences in Girl Scouts. And it's a trophy that you give to the person that's getting the award.
Yes, absolutely. Entergy, one of our great sponsors here as well. And how about you, Olivia? Who are you presenting to?
I didn't exactly get the name of who I'm presenting to.
It's okay.
But I am saying a speech, and I am giving an award to someone that I still don't know the name of. And the description of the award wasn't very clear, so that's also not very clear on what's happening there. But I am presenting an award, and me and Jobby are guest speakers.
So you're going to talk about your experiences in Girl Scouts, which is wonderful. And knowing you already with all your accomplishments, you will find out very quickly who you're presenting to and what it's for. Thank you both for everything and for really making such a positive impact on your communities, because with the work that you both are doing, you are truly impacting where we live and the future generations. And I'm really grateful to know you. And I know that you are going to make a difference in the world, and you already are. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, this is the future of our world, and the Girl Scouts, oh, they're great people that you want to lead the way, so to speak. I also want to just mention that I Love My Office was won today by the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. And so we're very excited that they get that incredible prize package. And the prize package includes all sorts of wonderful things, a bouquet of flowers, an assortment of chocolates. And some of the wonderful sponsors of that are Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, who has a massage chair right over here at the luncheon today. So step right up. The Capitol Theater, MSM Design, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, and Jay Hilburn stylist Nancy Carr. All part of I Love My Office. You could be a part of that as well. Westchester Talk Radio is here today at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Leadership Luncheon honoring community partners. And we are at the beautiful Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're at the beautiful Braeburn Country Club today in Purchase, New York. And what is it? Well, it's the annual Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual leadership luncheon honoring their community partners. Love being here. We're produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Salem Golf Club. So today we are talking about with all different people that are associated with this great event, and we happen to be with the board president of the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson chapter here, and it's Eric Anderson. So Eric, welcome to Westchester Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me.
Yes, so you're the board president of the Girl Scouts. How long has this been going on for, and tell us what it means to you and what today is really all about.
Sure. So I've been on the Girl Scout Heart of the Hudson board and its legacy council for 15 years, the last 5.5 years as the board president. And for me, it's all about giving girls a chance to develop as girls of courage, confidence, and character in a nurturing environment. It's a wonderful organization. It's 27,000 girls and 11,000 adult volunteers in the 7 counties that we serve.
Wow, so it's seven counties. What are the 7 counties in the Hudson, Heart of the Hudson chapter?
Sure, so it's really the lower Hudson Valley above New York City. It's Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, Rockland, Ulster, Sullivan, and did I mention them all?
I don't know.
I think that's the group.
But you said
and Orange
20,
County.
And Orange County also.
Yep.
So 27,000 Girl Scouts.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Really all ages up through seniors in high school. We offer different levels of programming, different experiences, everything from STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math, to outdoor high ropes experiences at some of our camps and off campus as well.
I'm always so impressed with the Girl Scouts and the ones that we end up interviewing, and just seeing how they really, you said it's courage,
confidence, and character.
Courage, confidence, and character. You can see it when you speak to these young women. I mean, it's really very remarkable to me. They carry themselves in a certain way. They are self-empowered, I would say. They're just, it's really wonderful.
And I think that's a good description. They learn to develop and promote what they're working on. They learn to do the research and to engage with people that they wouldn't otherwise necessarily have anything in common with. A part of the Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest award a girl can earn, is to make their project sustainable. So they need to find a way to engage with those who follow them. And that's a difficult proposition for
a
teen. Yeah.
Well, we talked to Leandra Tejedor
before. Wonderful.
I mean, just incredible. She's so young, and yet she's developed this online learning platform with VidCode, and it's reaching 600,000 students. I mean, that to me is just really incredible, and what this does. I wish I had been a Girl Scout. I was a Brownie for 6 months and didn't carry it forward, but I really look back and say, gosh, that would have really made a difference in my life. I'm so certain of it. You also have a day job, so to speak, and what would that be?
My day job is as executive director of the Danish Home for the Aged, which is a very small New York State Department of Health licensed adult care facility. The home has been around for 110 years, the first 50 in Brooklyn, down in Bay Ridge, and then the last 60-odd years up in Croton on Hudson.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's 40 acres. It sits on the Croton Reservoir. I joke that we have 40 acres and we use about 4 of it, but it's an old estate built to look like an 18th century Norman farmhouse, and our residents are independent. They're free to come and go. You used to have to be Danish, but when we got to the point where you had to kiss a Dane to be eligible, we said, no, let's just open this up the way we should. So,
are you Danish?
Yeah. I am.
I was going to say, yeah, you're looking at your blue eyes. Yeah, I can see that there. Well, that sounds like a very beautiful place. It sounds like a really actually very beautiful. The Danish Home. Interesting. Well, thank you so much, Eric Anderson. You're obviously helping to develop really women of character for all of the surrounding areas in the Heart of the Hudson chapter of the Girl Scouts. And so today, what are some of the highlights we can expect here at the luncheon? And the community partners are playing such a big part of of this?
It's an interesting hybrid, this luncheon. It's both dedicated adult volunteers who come of their own volition, and many of whom are lifetime Girl Scouts, and also organizations that understand, appreciate, and support the important work that Girl Scouts do. I, as a volunteer, I say to people, you know, we are one of you, as the board provides governance to the organization. But in the same way that we'll go out and participate in an activity, we encourage the other adults to do the same thing. The organizations that are here are really special because they put their resources behind our organization as well. They recognize the importance of women in leadership roles and how difficult it can be to get in that position. So, for instance, Atlantic has been a sponsor of ours for 10 years now, and Bill McLaughlin gets it.
It's, what is Atlantic?
They're a technology firm. Okay. They're our Juliet sponsor, so our highest level sponsor. Mm-hmm. And he's here with his daughter today, with his brownie daughter.
Mm, so wonderful. Yeah. What are some of the other community partners that you'd like to mention today?
Well, we have Entergy. We have, I'd have to look at the list, but a number of banks, mm-hmm. With whom we both have banking partnerships. But even those that don't, have made grants to the organization.
Mm-hmm. So. Wow. Wonderful stuff. Really, really impacting our communities in a very big way.
Well, thank you. I find it's worth all the free time I have to support the Girl Scouts.
Do you have girls?
I have yes, our daughter is now in her 30s. She's a lifetime Girl Scout, and my wife, who brought me into Girl Scouts, I won't mention Eva's age, but she's also a lifetime Girl Scout. For her, it was a formative experience in a small mountain community where there weren't opportunities for girls
yes.
to do adventurous outdoor things. So it made the imprint on her, and I'm open-minded and open-eared, so that's how I got involved.
That is just terrific. Yeah. It's important for, I think, both men and women to obviously be a part of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
A joint effort. Thank you very, very much, Eric Anderson, Board President of Girl Scouts, Heart of the Hudson chapter here at the annual Leadership Luncheon, honoring community partners. A great day for everybody here and for the community at large. Also, I want to just say that the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson annual Leadership Luncheon, well, they won the I Love My Office pool and the great contest that we do a lot with Westchester Talk Radio. And so thanks to Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, the Capitol Theater, MSM Designs, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr. These are some of the prizes, bouquets of flowers and tickets and lunch and so much more. Maybe we're going to be coming to an office near you. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at skylinegenesis.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we are broadcasting live today from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York. Very beautiful. And today we are at the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Leadership Luncheon, honoring the committed partners to the organization. And it's a wonderful thing. We're being produced today by Shark Creative and also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Salem Golf Club, and special welcoming to Michael Labriola Incorporated, our new sponsor as well. So today has been really remarkable in hearing from people who have experienced the Girl Scouts organization throughout their lives, including young children and even the families who have helped to support them throughout that process. But today was about honoring committed partners to the Girl Scouts, and PepsiCo is is one of them. So I'm happy to have with me today Erica Liverani. She is the Director of Global Tea Brand and Financial Strategy at PepsiCo, but she's representing PepsiCo for all they do for the Girl Scouts over the years. Hi, thank you so much, Erica.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us what you have a part of with this, with the Girl Scouts Day and PepsiCo's kind of legacy of contributing.
Sure. PepsiCo has an ongoing commitment to the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson, and we were honored as the Leadership Award. And I am accepting the award on behalf of them because I've been very closely involved and integrated into the Girl Scout initiative at PepsiCo in Westchester. And part of the program is bringing girls onto campus and teaching them about careers, networking, and interviewing. Mm. And so I think it's a really important skill for girls, not only at their age around 7 to 11, as they think about interviewing for things like babysitting jobs or other kind of office work, and then transitioning to an adult.
Absolutely. Have you ever found that over the years, has any Girl Scout that you have sort of taken through the ropes, have they ever gone on to work at PepsiCo?
Yes, actually, one girl actually was an intern. She was a marketing intern last year, and she received a full-time offer.
Oh, that's great.
And then every year, I always receive many, many letters after the events thanking for all the support that they provide on campus for Girl Scouts when they're there at the event and how wonderful they've enjoyed the time there.
It's great. And PepsiCo is such a huge part of Westchester itself. The fact that they are so closely affiliated, it really, truly means a lot. And what about you? Were you ever a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout. So part of my speech is about how many, and I won't say how many decades I've been involved in Girl Scouting, but I was a Girl Scout. I did become a Girl Scout leader in Bridgeport. And then after, I've been involved in the Girl Scout initiative for PepsiCo. So it's always been in my blood to be involved in the Girl Scouting program. I do fully believe in it, and I feel like empowering girls, especially nowadays, is really important to teach them to be girls and also be leaders.
Sure. Can you state one instance of like how you have appreciated being a Girl Scout? What do you carry with you that means the most to you?
One of the things I really carry with me is some of the work I've done with badges for Girl Scouts. So as you know, they work on badges constantly as part of the program. And one of the badges I worked on was called Miss Fix-It. And I remember working on that badge with my father. And it really gave me a lot of great time with my dad to sit outside and build our shed. And it really developed me in learning how to use power tools, which, you know, you're having a day job and you are outside on the weekends and there's some trees that need to come down. And I feel very comfortable with using power tools because of my dad. So it's had a lasting influence on me, as well as leadership abilities and being able to speak in front of people.
And you do that in your job around the world, basically,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
So it came very much handy. Thank you, Erica. And I appreciate your comments and the fact that you're personally involved with the organization and then now with PepsiCo as well. Thank you for all that you do in that way.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for highlighting PepsiCo and the Westchester Girl Scouts.
Wonderful. And also, by the way, I found out today that PepsiCo was in a part of the winners of the I Love My Office contest from Westchester Talk Radio. So I know we haven't been there yet, but we are soon coming, apparently.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be there.
Please do, because there's so many great prizes in that basket. Joseph Richard Florals, Grey Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, the Capitol Theater, MSN Design, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Hilburn, stylist Nancy Car. All of these wonderful gifts are going to be a part of it, and I hope you get to partake in that for sure.
Me too. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Erica Liverani. And here we are once again, Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Leadership Luncheon honoring the community partners, and especially right now, PepsiCo winning one of the awards. It's a wonderful thing. I'm Laura Smith for Westchester Talk Radio at the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
I'm Laura Smith. Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, where we are broadcasting today from the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York. We're being produced today by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Also, Hightower Advisors Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. This is a truly special occasion. It's the second one for me, but this is the annual luncheon for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson. It's their annual luncheon. They honor community partners, and it's been such a wonderful afternoon. I leave here wanting to be a Girl Scout, feeling so inspired, and I'm very grateful to have somebody who actually just brought me to tears just a few moments ago as he received an award today, Richard Baroni. He's the Director of Special Projects for Entergy, our sponsor, and so we're grateful to have you, but other people are grateful to you as well, recipient of the Community Service Award for the Girl Scouts. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was very, very moving. I guess being the man in a family of a bunch of Girl Scouts really did a number on you, but in a good way.
Right. I'm surrounded by strong women, my wife and my two girls. I briefly spoke about my niece, who is a major in the U.S. Army. She was inspired by 9/11. And my daughter, Christine, who was the Gold Award recipient, her Silver Award prior to Gold was to collect non-perishables and ship them to the troops in Afghanistan. She did that. Article in the Journal News. It was a great day. Mm-hmm. My niece was very appreciative of that.
Yes.
And she continues to serve in the service. And my daughter right now, the other thing I forgot to mention was she attended Quinnipiac University.
Oh.
And my wife and I sat in on the initial interview, and the first question from the counselor was, "Christine, tell us about your Gold Award." So we looked at each other and went, "Wow, that's pretty forceful and pretty good for her."
So the Girl Scouts has quite a reputation, obviously, even for college admissions, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
It's highly regarded, I would imagine. I am so impressed with the just everything that the Girl Scouts stands for. But these young women who have gotten up and spoken today, the organization itself, it truly is just a hallmark. And something that I really think that the whole country should be very proud that we have something like this. And there's a lot of good men that support the Girl Scouts as well. I mean, the president of the board today, Eric Anderson, you know, a man who helps to really kind of forward all the initiatives of the Girl Scouts. It's really a beautiful organization. But you are the special projects gentleman of Entergy. Tell
That's
us
correct.
A little bit about your job there. We're very grateful for your sponsorship.
Thank you. Indian Point is a nuclear power plant along the Hudson River in Buchanan, New York. Right now, it's a two-unit site, two reactors. Right now, every March, April time frame, we have to refuel one of the reactors. So that means we shut it down for a period of about 30 days, and we do total preventive maintenance. We replace large components, and we refuel the reactor. So right now, we're doing that at Unit 2. We'll complete approximately 5,000 corrective maintenance and preventive maintenance tasks to ensure the equipment reliability of the unit over the next two-year period.
So safety is first.
Absolutely. Personal safety, radiological safety, nuclear safety, they are the forefront of every discussion we have at work mm-hmm. and for every function we perform at work.
Tell us something that is surprising that we may not know about Entergy and some of what maybe nuclear power actually does that the average person may not know.
Yeah, that's a good question. So if we talk about carbon footprint, a gas-fired plant, a coal-fired plant will all introduce carbon emissions into the atmosphere. The advantages of nuclear power is that does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
The carbon footprint is very small, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
But much better for the atmosphere. Granted, there's not issues, but we
Concerned.
Professionally and from an engineering perspective, we handle all the fuel that people question us about. Mm-hmm. That's something that we have to resolve, and we do. But from a carbon footprint perspective and from something that the governor wanted to minimize in the state of New York, NTG is a forefront in doing that.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for explaining that. I think that's something that we would all like to know, and I really appreciate it. And we here at Westchester Talk Radio appreciate all that NTG does for helping our broadcast platform. Thank you so much today, Richard Barone.
Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations once again for being the recipient of the Community Service Award for the Girl Scouts, the Heart of the Hudson chapter here. I Love My Office is happening today, and it could be coming to an office near you. Yours. How about that? How about winning a great prize with full of wonderful, wonderful prizes. Joseph Richard Florals, Gray Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, the Capitol Theater, MSM Design, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Hilburn Stylist, Nancy Carr. These are the types of goodies that you win by being a part of I Love My Office, and hopefully we'll come and we'll party with you. It's a great thing. I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we've had a great day here at the Braeburn Country Club in Purchase, New York for the Girl Scouts Heart of the Hudson Annual Leadership Luncheon.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.